Simon & Schuster Audio presents Break No Bones by Kathy Reichs. Read by Dorothea Berryman.
Chapter 1. Never fails. You're wrapping up the operation when someone blunders onto the season's big score. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but it's damn close to what happened. And the final outcome was far more disturbing than any last-minute discovery of a potsherd or hearth. It was May 18th, the second to the last day of the archaeological field school. I had 20 students digging a site on Dewey's, a barrier island north of Charleston, South Carolina. I also had a journalist, with the IQ of plankton. 16 bodies? Plankton pulled a spiral notebook as his brain strobed visions of Dahmer and Bundy. Vix Hadid? The graves are prehistoric. Two eyes rolled up, narrowed under puffy lids. Old Indians? Native Americans. They got me covering dead Indians. No political correctness prize for this guy. They? I see. The Moultrie News, the East Cooper community paper. Charleston, as Rhett told Scarlett, is a city marked by the genial grace of days gone by. Its heart is the peninsula, a district of antebellum homes, cobbled streets, and outdoor markets bounded by the Ashley and Cooper rivers. Charlestonians define their turf by these waterways. Neighborhoods are referred to as West Ashley or East Cooper, the latter including Mount Pleasant and three islands, Sullivan's, the Isle of Palms, and Dewey's. I assumed Plankton's paper covered that beat. And you are? I asked. Homer Winbourne. With his 5 o'clock shadow and fast food paunch, the guy looked more like Homer Simpson. We're busy here, Mr. Winbourne. Winbourne ignored that. Isn't it illegal? We have a permit. The island's being developed, and this little patch is slated for home sites. Why bother? Sweat soaked Winbourne's hairline. When he reached for a hanky, I noticed a tick cruising his collar. I'm an anthropologist on faculty at...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?